This is Plus 63 HP Reacts, where a group of best friends watch some goddamn trailers. Hello, I'm Chubox. I'll be your host today, even though I'm so goddamn tired. And with me, up above me, is John, all the way from New York. Say hello, John.
Hello! I'm excited. I haven't seen any of these.
Yeah, we only have a few trailers this week, but it's a good thing because I am exhausted, but at least we're able to do something. And then below me, all the way waking up at an ungodly hour, Arnie from California.
No, I was muted. Hi.
You're on. Your voice is weak.
I'm muted.
There we go. Hi. Okay, so we are Plus63HP, and you can catch us on youtube.com/Plus63HP. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Plus63HP. Or listen to us on podcasts at Apple, Spotify, and Amazon. We are also Twitch live streaming at twitch.com/plus63hp. And we have quite a few shows. We usually have Mondays and Tuesdays, a review show, where we give our thoughts on either a series, movie, or whatever's out that week. And then on Wednesdays, we have a D&D, where a group of 40-year-old guys and a young lady play some D&D going on 2 years now. On Thursday, this drops, where we just have some updates and some trailers reactions. And then on Friday, when RJ and I can have some time, we play more D&D. We play bad guys. And that is it for housekeeping. We go straight to Brochachos and updates. Just an exhausting week, but a good week. Finally close on the house. And then today, Bella played with the high schoolers. Again, ooh, for a second time, and she's learning. A first quarter, she was still rattled. You know, where you're not yet comfortable in the game. Every time you get the ball, you just shoot it, even if there's somebody in front of you, even though you're out of your range. But then when she came back in the third quarter, she was relaxed. She was faking now, and when she got the ball, she was thinking, passing the ball. So good. She's still a little soft though, so I need to do some 1v1 with me banging into her so she can get used to some banging. But yeah, she's happy. She was rocking her new Sabrina ones, the customized ones with the Bella and the on the side. And what else? Seeing the boys tomorrow for like the Santo Niño event that Kat's been hosting, and what else have we done? Oh, I did get a new Kindle, cause the old one was the paperweight, and it was
paper white,
cause the old one was so annoying, cause the paperwhite, the button is at the bottom, button is at the bottom, so like if I'm reading at night, I'm tired, I lean it down, and you can accidentally press the button, yeah. And also, there's no way to hold it because the paperwhite is just like the screen. Mm-hmm. So like, if you have to hold it like this, because if you hold it like this, your fingers will be blocking the words. But this one is perfect because there's the side here, and there's buttons too to go forward and back. Yep. So I'm just happy. And my Kindle reading streak is like 145 days.
Wow.
I've been reading a lot. I've been reading.
Same manufacturers. Bezels are important too, you know.
I've been reading a horror series with Danny, maybe some Star Wars books, and right now I found a good military sci-fi in Amazon, so that's just fun. Yeah, that's it for me. What's new with you, brother Jung?
So work has been light, so I have a lot of time for myself. It's been 2 weeks since I've been back, and I'm still kind of, it's not that I am jet lagged, it's just like my body clock is weird. I fall asleep at 7, wake up at 3, 2 in the morning, so it hasn't been great. But I'm trying to combat that by, one, I've started playing Baldur's Gate 3 on PS5.
Oh,
I suck at these fucking shit.
And this is from the guy who's been playing D&D for 2 years now.
It's so bad. I mean, it's like I'm bad at RPGs in general, but You know, I've gotten the hang of quick saving, and if I die, I just quick load, right? I don't like dying, so I've been doing that. So that's one of the things that kept me busy this week, or busy at night, because I want to keep myself awake. But the problem is, like, you know, I'm laying in bed playing an hour at 6 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, I'm like drooling on my bed. The other thing too is, like, because it's been snowing for like 3 4 days straight in New York now, outside is horrible. Like, you can't even walk the sidewalk. I reorganized my office desk. I decluttered it, took a few towers that were, you know, nice. It holds my laptop up and then has extra lights and other places for me to, you know, add a camera if I wanted to, but it was more clutter and more not used than being used. So I took everything out, made everything clean, reorganized the cords, moved some of the pivot points around, and docked my laptop. So instead of my laptop being open as a second screen, I kept it closed so that I only am looking at one screen, keep it a little bit more clean and minimal. So I'm really, really enjoying that. And aside from that, there hasn't been a lot of other stuff happening. You know, my lady is out in her homeland for a little over a week. So I'm cruising solo. And the worst part about it is, like, I'm cruising. I'm not going out. It's just so horrible out there. So yeah, you
That's
expect
bad, huh?
more YouTube videos that from me reviewing other stuff that I can find in my apartment for the next couple of days. But yeah, that's it. How about you, brother Arnie?
Well, yeah. Well, not bad. It's just all work and being a dad right now. It's just he's very talkative, jumping all over the place. He's really into Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, so that's on repeat.
Wow.
Yeah,
Fancy.
and then in a bit he is going to have a swim class soon, like in 2 hours. So he's loving that too. And then I mentioned this offline, but I'm changing my shift in my work, so I could come into work earlier. That means also get home earlier, so I could like at least get some sleep before the podcast. But primarily, before being a parent, I could at least sleep for 3 days, 3 hours, and then wake up and be a parent, and then come back to sleep again. So yeah, so just working on that, and pretty much just, you know, yeah. I mean, it's not snowing here, but it is still bone chilling cold. So yeah, a lot of indoor stuff as well. So yeah, I don't envy the snow now in the East Coast. But still, I mean, it's still like San Francisco weather, so sometimes it's even colder than actual snow. So there's that. Right, that's pretty much it for me. You know, just try to survive the winter, basically.
Yeah, a few more months, a couple of more months.
Oh, when does it usually get at April?
Usually, it's supposed to be March, but yeah, usually it's becoming April nowadays.
Well, that is it. That is it for our updates. And we go to our trailer. So ratings rubric, we just say plus, we like it in our wheelhouse or we love it. And minus if we're not really that into it or we just plain out hate it. So let's get to the trailers. This one is a few weeks old. I missed it, so let's get into it. The Hulu release, death and other details.
10 days.
Their sound, did you hear that?
Gonna be trapped on this
Hello,
thing for
sir.
10 days.
Better?
I'm so sorry I dragged you into this.
Pay attention. If you want to solve a crime, you must first learn to see through the illusion. Details matter.
Yesterday, one of our guests was murdered.
You gotta be kidding me! This watch is worth more than you make in a year!
Somebody has to do something.
It doesn't always have to be you, though.
But I'm so good at it.
We've increased security throughout the ship to keep everyone safe. And we're fortunate to have a world-renowned detective on board. Mr. Rufus Coatsworth.
Oh my God.
Should I introduce myself?
In 24 hours, Interpol lands on this ship, and you will be their only suspect.
I didn't kill him.
I want to help him, Miss Scott. Anyone on this ship could have killed the victim. But why?
So
I'll be
cool.
Questioning you individually.
Kind of like Poirot.
Tell me about your interactions with the victim.
I never met him.
The man was a buffoon.
Good movie.
Where were you between midnight and 8 a.m.?
My grandmother won't be happy.
I did not say that.
Who told you that?
Preposterous. Do not make an enemy of us.
No alibi then.
Excuse me.
You're good at this.
You already knew everything that I have just figured out.
It's more fun when you unravel it yourself.
What do you need me to do?
Okay.
Do you need me to spy?
I need you to trust me.
There are forces at play that you cannot comprehend.
There are billions on the line.
It's a puzzle.
We have what we need to solve it. Now we make the pieces fit. The joke's on you.
Pay attention. Details matter.
What have we learned?
A lot. Just not, you know, who done it.
Eerie's.
Dude, it's out.
Exactly.
I'm watching it.
I'm in. Yeah, I'll always.
I do like the twist that you have like this protege that is cute. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in. It's Mandy Patinkin, man.
Mandy Patinkin.
Next, you get a Guy Ritchie.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Guy Ritchie.
Ooh.
Do you know what I admire about the British aristocracy? They're the original gangsters. Your house is a testament to the synthesis of this culture.
I mean, rich
like me.
Refinement.
Especito.
With aggression.
Love it. Loyal as gangster.
Should we play or should we talk? Welcome to the jungle.
I'm in.
Is that the guy from Silicon Valley?
Diversion number 4.
And I haven't even seen the movie version.
The Divergent, the first movie is good.
No. This like the gentleman movie.
Oh,
because it's based out of a movie.
Oh, okay. Well, this movie.
Yeah, based out of the Gentleman, which was a Guy Ritchie movie. Also, he made a series out of it.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh, is this the one with Charlie Hunnam? Oh yeah.
Yep.
The gen. Oh. This one's my favorite. I just love Charlie Hunnam. This is not from the one I saw this trailer. It's from the Gentleman series. He needs his the guy stole a phone that he needs. And he's just his accent is just so badass, bro. Ernie watch it. It is badass. I mean if you're looking if you look good at that phone. Wanker.
We say enough, fam? Huh? Now go back up.
You couldn't back up a phone, you cunt.
Bruv, this guy's trying to take my phone. What fucking do?
Back the fuck up, you little pussy.
Are you gonna tweet your one out of this one?
Easy, lads. I'm sure you're all road men. Gangsters. Proper naughty boys. And all that bollocks.
And all that
but
bollocks.
I come in peace. I'm not trying to steal it. I'm trying to buy it. For good money. Honest money. Yeah? What this phone? How much? A full bag.
What's a full bag?
And I'll be gone. Like the darkness at dawn.
How about you give us that bag? I'd be gone anyway.
fucking around, cunt! Give me the phone and take the money.
Drop the fucking money and run, boy.
Right.
Could have started with that, bro.
He's trying to be a nice guy.
Put the phone on the ground.
It's on Netflix too, so I might pop that on too if I get bored.
And then look who's here. Colin Farrell.
I like, you know, I always see the TikTok of him like threatening those kids the chicken
shop. This one is good because he's trying to apologize to Charlie Hunnam. And then he captured the guy that Charlie Hunnam needs. And look at his name.
His name is Fahok, but spelled with a PH, so it sounds like Fahok. So it's Fahok. What? Yeah. Anyway,
fuck.
He's the kid that
fuck
gave us the skunk
farm
job. Do you know?
Vietnamese
or something? Yeah, we've met before, haven't we, Fahok? Fuck.
Fahok.
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 Fahok. Anyways, yeah, we need to review that.
Right, I'm in. Even the movie, I'm in.
We'll actually watch the movie later.
I mean, all star cast. Like, we have Matthew McConaughey there, Hugh Jackman. Anyways, continuing on with Netflix, we have the space.
On behalf of Adam the Eurospace Program, 189 days into your solo journey. Commander Prohaska, how are you feeling?
What I'm doing is for everyone back home, and that makes me very proud.
And your wife, Lenka, of course.
I'm sure she's looking forward to having your home safe and sound.
Oh, is that, what's her name in
Isabella Rosalie.
Isabella, yeah.
He misses his wife.
Oh, shit.
And he shouldn't have left.
Harry Mulligan. He's been killing it.
Who?
Harry Mulligan.
6 months in isolation. You stop thinking too much.
I'm getting an appearance. I did not intend to frighten you, skinny human. Do not be afraid.
I'm losing my mind.
I hope not.
You wish to know if
speaking
I
speaking with
spider? Yeah, a spider?
I am like
a
you.
A giant spider.
An explorer.
Of course you're losing your mind.
Your loneliness intrigued me.
Why are you here?
I might be of help. I wish to assist you in your emotional distress.
I don't need you,
but you do.
You go where I go, and I go where you go, right, spaceman?
Paul Dano.
These are your thoughts. I am simply finding them with you.
Voice is very familiar.
The Riddler.
Everything that begins must end. I'm not allowing that.
You go where I go, and I go where you go.
Very different tone.
I just want to come home.
I don't know. I'll put a minus for it. I'll probably watch it. It's on Netflix, and it's some.
I'm watching it for Carey Mulligan. So I'm in. Seems artsy.
Minus for now. Yeah,
this one I just thought I saw the title. I wanted to show. I wanted to put it for John.
Oh, super sex. That's what I do all the time.
Ogni potere è un enigma.
Oh, this is the story of Rocco Siffredi.
Lo gettare nell'ombra.
The Rocco Siffredi.
Oh my god. Vissuta fino in fondo. Sempre un prezzo da pagare.
Loosely inspired.
Yes.
gentlemen, Rocco Siffredi!
Si sta lì per i solo senza cuore.
Tu mi avrai detto.
Solo chi ha il coraggio di accettare il rischio diventa padrone di se stesso e inizia una nuova vita.
Oh, that was a nice, no?
It's a good trailer, but again, I'm not fond of watching the male portion of the porn stars. So, looks good though. I'll give it props.
I mean, sure.
Arnie's favorite.
He probably fell in love with a girl that he never had, and you know, what else is to tell?
I'm a minus on that.
I'm a minus for now.
Okay, last one is Molly and Max in the future. No idea what this is.
I got nervous. That was.
I saw you walk
Wait,
in.
Max?
You know what? I don't have time for an autograph. You go ahead and take this one.
No, Max, it's me. It's Molly.
No. Molly. Oh, my science.
We know them.
If you must know, I am seeing somebody.
Okay, that's great. Who is she?
She's actually my mecha partner.
What the fuck? Dating a robot? All the passionauts are together in one relationship. I'm a level 7 space.
A lo-fi rom-com.
Retro futuristic.
I can leave whenever I want to. I just don't want to because I'm like super happy. Are we in a cult?
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, it's the people from like SNL.
Can I just clarify? Are we going to sleep together?
You think we're compatible?
No. I mean, no, definitely not. But that can make for great sex. I'm not asking to marry me.
Oh, marriage is definitely out of the question.
Okay, see, that's flirting. You're flirting.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Too artsy for me.
It seems pretentious to me. I don't know. Sorry.
A little too artsy.
Well, there you have it. That is Molly and Max in the future.
Well, one of those movies that unless a chick is asking you to watch it with her, nah.
So that is Molly and Max. And that is it. We're done with the reacts. Sorry, just really exhausted and not a lot of trailers this week, but be prepared for next week as we have, I'm sure we're going to get more trailers. And we got Echo and the amazing Aquaman. Cannot wait.
Cinematic masterpiece Aquaman.
There you have it. Plus 63 HP. You're done.
Deuce.